For Ag Life, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
Cattle are a major emphasis for me.
And that's Tom Talbot from Bishop, California, who says he's very fortunate to have both a veterinary practice as well as a cow ranch. He's been keeping busy, heavily involved with the California Cattlemen's Association.
We exist for the reason of trying to protect our industry, you know, try to support our industry for a number of reasons, but, you know, our office is based in Sacramento for a good reason, you know. Our staff monitors legislative issues and regulatory issues and things like that. And fortunately, you know, the large consumer doesn't always understand what we do, why we do it, and how we do it. And so we have to have a good staff that explains that to people and prevents legislation that can potentially impact our business.
He also says it's important to clear up the misunderstandings, perhaps, of antibiotic use in beef cattle.
By and large, in California, you know, we're in the process of doing a survey to really determine how many antibiotics are used, because nobody really understands that very well. And I think what we're going to find is that the amount of antibiotics used in California are extremely small. I mean, we use injectable antibiotics to treat sick animals. Occasionally, we use it for control of disease that we think is going to start. But by and large, you know, we don't use a lot of antibiotics in large numbers, especially in the feed.
He says there's a time and a place to use preventative antibiotics.
I mean, there's times where we know that our animals are going to be, they're under stress, they're going to be at high risk. And obviously, anytime you can prevent disease, it's better off than having to treat disease. So while preventative antibiotic use is minimal, there's times where it's necessary. And I think what we're trying to do with the new legislation is make sure that preventative use is under the direction of a veterinarian.
That's Tom Talbot from Bishop, California. And now we address a big issue in the cattle industry, animal traceability. With more here on Ag Life, here's Patrick.
Yeah, Bill, there's more discussion on traceability and animal ID.
The industry really has an opportunity to take leadership on this.
That's David Gregg, Consulting Projects Manager for World Perspectives, Inc. of Arlington, Virginia.
And a lot of the folks we talk to as part of our qualitative discussions feel that the U.S. is already behind, has fallen behind in the traceability and animal ID space. Now, again, there's a lot of private initiative. There's a lot of folks who've invested in this voluntarily. So the question is, you know, how do we find those lanes where we can get a critical mass to talk about this discussion with a shared framework and a shared understanding of how we can best approach it?
And Greg said that the American producers want the government to give them a hand on this traceability and this animal ID effort.
Government is certainly identified as a partner up and down the value chain, and I think it is, the best way to describe it is a partner on the side of, obviously, trade negotiation. The government plays a key role in that, and if the industry can help provide government with another tool, excellent. But I think that the animal disease side is very important, and we have some data that shows that the industry clearly sees government as a partner and a stakeholder in this, especially when it comes to mitigating the impacts of animal disease and using a traceability system or systems as an insurance policy.
And Greg says traceability does not stop an outbreak,
but it will mitigate the impact.
Greg said that the cattle industry should step up the traceability and animal ID if they want to do it.
Yeah, just, you know, the industry has an opportunity to take leadership on this and identify best practices and push the discussion forward in such a way that while this window of opportunity exists, find the best approach to benefit and maximize the competitive advantage of the industry.
That's David Gregg, Consulting Projects Manager for World Perspectives, Inc. And while World Perspectives has consultants all around the world, David Gregg is based in Powell, Butte, Oregon. According to the Public Lands Council, the Endangered Species Act has failed to help recover and remove threatened endangered species from federal protection since being enacted in 1973. Instead, the ESA has become a weapon used by activist groups, creating an extreme backlog of litigation against the government and halting many beneficial conservation efforts of livestock grazing. On Facebook? Well, we're American Cattle News. For AgLife, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.